From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Air Force Theater Hospital at Balad Air Base, just north of Baghdad, is the most technologically advanced field hospital in the history of warfare. Many of the 30,000 servicemen and women injured in Iraq have been through the hospital, about half of them left with permanent disabilities. In previous wars, many of them would have died. The high survival rate owes much to the system of evacuating and treating the wounded quickly. In part two of NPR's series on medical care and the combat zone, NPR's Guy Raz reports from Balad Medical Center.
Hey, listen up. We got three patients coming in, or four patients coming in. The GI believe we're taking a quick look at
Major James Eady, the coordinating surgeon on call, gathers the overnight staff into the trauma ward.
Secondly, we're going to take beds one and two.
Four wounded soldiers are about to arrive by helicopter to the emergency room. Three have been hit by an IED. One struck through the thigh by a high-velocity round. The clock starts ticking. Four medics wheel a gurney into the ER. The soldier's left thigh is wrapped in a blood-soaked bandage. Dr. Eady races to his side.
What's your name? What's your first name?
Melger.
Melger?
Yes.
What do you go by? What's your first name? Brad, move your toes for me.
The young officer is First Lieutenant Kevin Mellinger. He goes by the name Brad. He was commissioned into the Army barely a year ago after graduating from Oregon State. 20 minutes ago, his scout unit was running a reconnaissance mission on the banks of the Tigris. Mellinger's fighting the pain of a gunshot wound that's shattered his femur into 100 different pieces. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bailey, the senior-most doctor at the hospital, grips his clipboard and takes down notes as the other docs get to work on Mellinger.
Seems like a guy with a potentially life-threatening injury.
The femur's the strongest and longest bone in the body. It's in a part of the body that holds the most blood, and a wound to the femur can mean death by bleeding, unless the circulation is temporarily cut off. But though Mellinger's in a haze, he's talking, a good sign, and he's able to describe what just happened.
Once I got shot, I felt it. I felt it in my leg. Leg kind of got heavy and numb. And I was actually able to stand up for a couple seconds, and then I went down.
Dr. Jeff McNeil, a major in the Air Force, works to get the bleeding under control. It takes just minutes before McNeil can walk away, confident that Lieutenant Kevin Mellinger will survive.
Then he'll go to the recovery area, and with an injury like this, with an open femur fracture, he'll be evacuated out to Longstuhl on the next flight.
About 45 minutes later, McNeil will move to the operating room to clean out Mellinger's wound, washing out bits of bullet and bone fragments from his thigh. The case of Kevin Mellinger is instructive. It says a lot about how combat medicine has changed. In Vietnam, a soldier with Mellinger's wound had a 33% higher chance of dying. In Iraq, he can count himself among the 95% of wounded who live.
It's a sad fact that a surgery is advanced and benefited from all of the tragedies and trials of war.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Coppola. Like all the other docs here, he's a specialist back home. He does pediatric surgery. But at the Air Force Medical Center here in Balad, he's a trauma surgeon. Coppola says the kind of trauma he's seen here is incomparable to what he would see in the U.S. A single patient here may have a destroyed eye, shrapnel embedded in the body, bleeding from the chest, and missing limbs.
So you come over here and you work for 4 months like we Air Force surgeons do, and it's as if you work in a busy trauma center for 2 years.
After Vietnam, the use of tourniquets went out of fashion. It often took 6 to 8 hours to transport a Vietnam-era soldier from the battlefield to a trauma center. In that time, a tourniquet could lead to gangrene, infection, and either an amputation or slow death. But in Iraq, the combination of tourniquets, chemical blood clotting pads, and lightning-fast transport to this field hospital have resulted in unprecedented survival rates. Most often, the field medics, sometimes a young private first class, are the first ones to treat the wounded.
They know not to waste time doing too many procedures, waste time getting control of specific blood vessels, but just to put the tourniquets on, get an airway and a tracheal tube, and move quickly to us.
Dr. Coppola is tall and lanky with a gentle disposition. Aside from his work as a pediatric surgeon, he's also a student of medical history.
We're no smarter than Vietnam-era surgeons. We just are, I think, reaping the advantage of technology and vehicles.
Lab!
Every day, it seems, a visiting group of dignitaries or a high-ranking officer tours the hospital. It's become a showcase for the Air Force in Iraq, which runs the facility. Invariably, someone will describe the docs here as miracle workers. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Bowers, one of the doctors here, recoils when he hears that.
To say that the life-saving went on here is kind of an exaggeration, because it's really the whole system that's at work.
A system that will take a young soldier, like Lieutenant Kevin Mellinger, from the battlefield to the trauma ward at Balad, to Landstuhl Medical Center in Germany, thousands of miles away, all in less than 24 hours. With the first round of surgery done, Mellinger rests inside the intensive care unit. He'll soon board the flight to the Army Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. He says he's excited to see his family when he gets back home, but he's also conflicted about leaving. Mellinger's platoon will now be left without a commanding officer, and the platoon sergeant, his deputy, just arrived to the unit.
He's brand new, though, just switched out, and so I was kind of training him up on how we do things, and so they'll do fine. I just wish I was there with him.
A giant C-17 cargo plane hums on the flight line at Balad Air Base. Mellinger's on a stretcher. He'll be loaded into this flying hospital, stacked underneath two other patients on stretchers. For 5 hours, he'll try to sleep or gaze up at the stretcher above him. It's a little uncomfortable, but after 11 months in Iraq, he's not bothered. He's on his way home. Guy Raz, NPR News.
You can hear about Lieutenant Mellinger's evacuation to the Army Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany, tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition. And you can follow his journey in a slideshow at npr.org.